If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Hey, it's a bonus episode from Mind Pump.
Bonus.
So this month, MAPS Anywhere is 50% off. So we wanted to do a bonus episode that talks about the design of MAPS Anywhere, why we created it, who it's for. So if you're interested in figuring out more about our program that was designed to be used without equipment, you can do it at home, you can do it on the road, at work, pretty much anywhere. That's why it's called MAPS Anywhere. Then listen to this 20-something minute episode. If you want to take advantage of the promotion, which is 50% off the normal price, there's only 4 days left, so you got to take advantage of it soon. Go to mapswhite.com and use the code WHITE50, WHITE, and the number 50 at checkout for 50% off. Here we go. When did we make MAPS Anywhere? Was that the fourth program we did?
I remember where we made it.
Was that, it was the fourth
Santa
program.
Santa Cruz, remember? We say that, SoCal House.
The third together, the fourth total program.
Fourth total.
Yeah, because you went red. You went red first without us, then we went green together, then we went black, and then we went white.
And then white. And where did we do, I remember film, it wasn't in Santa Cruz, was it?
Yeah, that's where we, where we formulated the idea of it.
Anywhere was done at the house in Sacramento.
You're right, though, Justin. We came up with the idea.
Yeah.
You're right. We came up with the idea at the Santa Cruz house.
Yeah.
And then we
filmed it like a porn set, basically.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know why we... Yeah, it was like very low-key.
What house was that?
My pump didn't have a lot of money back then. We had to make do with what we had. We did a... we did a VRBO in Sacramento, which is isn't very expensive to find a VRBO.
Yeah, it was very convenient.
And what we did was, since we normally, so the formula to a program now is we go stay somewhere nice and we get away for 3 or 4 days and then we write the program and then we go shoot in a nice gym and it's another 2 or 3 days of production. And where MAPS Anywhere, we were like, well, this is an Anywhere program, so technically this is for people.
Let's film in the house.
Yeah, let's just film it in the house.
Let's do it here.
And with my Ray-Bans on and stuff like that.
We've been
crucified for this program.
Oh, we've been trashed for it. But you know what? There was some
fun
Easter eggs in there and everything. Remember, like, Sal, or I think I was laying on the couch while you were doing exercises. We were just having fun.
Well, there
it.
Was some where I was doing flagpole, or what are they called, dragon flags?
Yeah.
And the couch would flip up.
Yeah, you needed some weight.
So you just laid on the couch.
Yeah, so I laid there and I was just like chilling.
There was also some exercises that we forgot to do. And so Doug and I had to run down to like the nearest park. And I just, I have my sunglasses on. I'm in a different outfit. And we just like running
started
gun.
Doing jump rope just randomly.
That's back in the day because we had to get it out real quick. And well, I mean, MAPS Anywhere now has been completely redone. So if you look at the program now, it's all...
Hey, listen, we do things different, right? I think most people spend so much time dressing everything up.
They spend all the money on the packaging.
Right. And we were the opposite. We're like, listen, we're going to deliver some solid-ass content. So a lot of the energy and effort goes into creating all this
stuff.
Right. The creation part, the sitting down with the long hours of writing the program, the arguing back
and
forth.
It's the workout.
Yeah, that's the part that is... It's arguably one of our best programs, for sure, amongst the trainers that purchase it in our forum.
Always comment.
Always comment, as it's one of the most underrated programs that we ever did.
I love that. That's my favorite part about this program, just the response we got from other trainers who are actually using it, especially with, like, you know, beginners or in group settings or whatever it was, like, just because of those. I mean, we really, like, wanted to focus on those foundational sessions as addressing a lot of postural issues we saw.
Well, the reason why we created it, because we were sitting around with each other. I remember the conversation, and we had just finished MAPS aesthetic. So we had anabolic, performance, and aesthetic, all gym-based type programs. And I remember we're sitting there and we're like, okay, we need to create another program. What should we do? And it was obvious to us that we needed to tackle the at-home workout market, because when you look at fitness programs online,
that's all of it.
By far the biggest sellers are the programs where people buy them and then they work out in front of their TV or whatever at home. But the programs are terrible. They're all terrible.
Garbage.
We had access to all the big popular ones, Insanity and P90X and all these other programs. And as trainers who know what we're doing, I would never have a client work out that way, ever. I mean, the programs are designed to just make you sweat and sore and move constantly. But they sold a lot, and so we're like, okay, let's write a truly effective, responsible program with integrity that's going to get people not just results because they're burning shit tons of calories, but long-term results where they're building muscle, they're getting stronger, they're correcting muscle imbalances, they're feeling better. Let's create a real at-home, no equipment needed type workout.
Not just addressed at beginners. We had to find a way to also entice people that were, you know, like a little bit more advanced and they wanted a serious challenge out of it.
That was the hard part. Remember, we were sitting there trying to figure that out. Like, okay, how are we going to make this body weight program suitable for people who are new and then people who start to get real advanced? Like, how are we going to do that? And so at first we're like, well, I guess we could show like a real easy version of a squat and then a moderate version, then like a pistol squat. And then we'll do all these variations of different exercises. And I remember us sitting there going, God, that's like creating five different programs. You know what I mean? That doesn't really make sense. It's going to take a lot of time. We don't know if that's going to really benefit anybody. And then we came up with the concept of the AMP sessions. And the AMP sessions. And what we did was we flipped and reversed kind of our approach, where our normal approach is these three foundational workouts with two what we call frequency builders, like in MAPS Anabolic, it's trigger sessions, or it's mobility sessions and MAPS performance. We said, no. Let's do two foundational workouts and three AMP sessions. And that's what allows people to really ramp up the intensity.
It wasn't the same old tricks. No. Right? It's not just about like jumping you to death and throwing all these like plyometrics at
it's
you.
True.
Like, you know, that's like easy parlor tricks. Like, so we introduced like new concepts, which for some people aren't new, but like even for myself, I got really into like the concept of tension type exercises and using isometrics and things like that that have, you know, strength athletes have used forever, but don't really have a lot of popularity behind them, but are very beneficial and are safe and are ways to definitely intensify your exercise.
Yeah, I would have to say, of all the things that we do, it's probably my favorite thing to do is write programs. Yeah. I think that's up there, like,
well,
in our top three.
Probably because of everything that we do, it probably challenges us the most. I mean, to sit down with two other guys and, okay, decide we're trying to write a program for the masses, which already we agree is extremely difficult because of the individual variants, and take all of our experiences into consideration, like who we've dealt with and the type of client that this is going to appeal to.
All the different personas, yeah. Put them all together in the pot.
Right, and what are all the pitfalls? What are the things we know they're probably going to want to do or try to do, or the common mistakes they all make? And so it's definitely the most collaborative thing we do. Trolley challenges and stretches us the most. So I feel the same way too. I mean, it's always a blast for me to get away with you guys and to really do that. It always stretches my programming skills, because when you write it yourself, you just write it and then you don't ever question anything because it's yours and you don't have two other people that are telling you, no, you shouldn't do that. It's like, hey, I'm based off of my experience, my knowledge. I'm writing this program to the best of my abilities. Well, it brings in a whole new element when I have two other people who are going to be like, well, wait a second. I've had a lot of clients that have done this, this, and this. And then I'm like, oh, okay, you're right. I've dealt with that also. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's always.
Up until that point, MAPS Anywhere was the hardest program we wrote, because that's before we created MAPS Prime, which I would say
was right before.
MAPS Prime is the one that really took the most brain power. But up until that point, MAPS Anywhere required a lot of creativity, because there's a lot of challenges. Like, how do you really work the posterior chain without weights? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you really work on the lats without weights? How do we deal with the lower body getting strong without having them do a million and one repetitions? Like, how do you deal with these problems that you run into? Because here's the problems with body weight type routines, at home at least, is it's hard to compete with a gym in terms of ultimate muscle building and performance building potential. At some point, it's like you need weight, or you want weight on your back, or you need a machine or something to provide more resistance. And so it challenged us. It challenged us to come up with answers to some of these problems. Because I know what body weight programs typically look like. It's typically like, here, do this for a month, and then, okay, now you're good. You got to go to the gym now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what if these people never want to go to the gym?
Yeah, and I think it's unfortunate for this program that we all, I mean, we all love weights, you know, and we all know what a difference weights make. But now you take away that tool, now you're forced to kind of create something that is just as effective without one of your favorite tools. That was challenging. And sometimes that may come across as we're like maybe a little less excited. But in fact, this program, you know, I definitely feel like we put just as much, if not more, effort into than all the rest of them.
Well, I think it belongs in everybody's library, even if you're not somebody who trains only at home. Like if you're somebody who travels a lot and you're on the go, I also think it's an incredible way to cycle through all the other programs and use as kind of like a deloading phase. So many times, like when I've just been hammering the weights for a while, I'll take a day or two out of MAPS Anywhere and I'll just follow it for a day or two and then return back to regular traditional weight training. So there's a lot of different ways that you can use this program in comparison to other ones. It's also, they're shorter phases, right? Everything is in 2-week phases. We have the first time ever that we flipped it on its head where, you know, there's only 2 days of the foundational days and then what would be the focus trigger or...
Wasn't this the first program that we really incorporated some of the tension movements that Justin was a big fan of?
You also got the whole, you know, we never talk about this, but I think it's a very valuable part of this program. We've never sold it on this point, but I think just for this point alone, it's valuable. I mean, I think there's what, 70 videos or 50 something videos of the TRX, Justin?
That we did previously at this gym. And, that was all just another bonus, like a mod we threw in there that has a lot of value to it. I mean, I loved using the suspension trainer. I used that for like almost a year. And this is the only program you'll find us, you know, using and giving videos for the suspension trainer.
Yeah, those are the ones where Adam's in the videos doing the exercises.
Looking handsome.
Looking all young and handsome.
When I had all my hair.
Yeah.
You had a full head of hair. Full head of hair.
That's why we didn't reshoot that one. Leave this.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and leave that. I still look young here.
No, but there's like 70 exercise videos of suspension training, which is a great at-home tool. Now, MAPS Anywhere was written without suspension training. However, you can easily add it in there, and all you have to do is go, because the program comes with it, go in there and look through, again, 72 exercises.
Right.
And suspension trainers are awesome because they really allow you to increase the resistance that you use with your exercises without weight. Because again, one of the problems with body weight exercises is once you get to a certain strength, your body weight becomes too light for certain exercises. Mm-hmm. But with a suspension trainer, because of the way you can angle your body,
yeah,
and you can make shit really, really difficult. Like you could do presses, chest presses and flies with a suspension trainer that'll rival very, very heavy weights in the gym. But I want to go back to the tension movements, Justin, because right around this time, when did we write MAPS Anywhere, Doug? When did we put that together? Was that 3 years ago?
Yeah, it had to be it was close to the beginning.
Feels so long ago, right?
Yeah.
When we wrote that program, I was privy to the benefits of tension training just because of reading old school strength books and stuff. But I'd never really incorporated it a lot into my training.
Mm-hmm.
And it was you, Justin, that really brought that to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, we need to include these type of movements and focus on tension, especially since this is a body weight routine. And that's when I started incorporating some of the stuff.
Yeah, I was going through the process too of like kind of going through the invention process with Axon, and I'm going through all these different movements and just, you know, feeling my way through a lot of these tension movements and really started to feel the benefit and the carryover of how that even, translated into barbell training as well. And it just was that hyperconnectivity. It was that, the way I just felt really attached to my body, and I could get my body like super responsive. And so it was one of those things too, like, it was super challenging. Like I didn't realize how challenging a lot of these movements were to perform. And I knew that that would be something that people would find interesting.
Yeah. I noticed with the tension movements, the word that I like to use is it makes me feel more solid. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the best word. Like, well, I'll grab a weight and just feel like a statue.
I think it's important to tell people why tension movements are so valuable when exercising, because what happens, and pay attention to this the next time you're in the gym, the next time you're in the gym, pay attention to the negative, the eccentric part of an exercise, right? Someone dropping down into a squat, someone dropping down a bicep curl, lowering the barbell for a bench press. Pay attention to all that, and pay attention to how many people maintain tension through that movement, meaning they resist it controlled all the way down, and then they press up or they stand up or whatever. Pay attention, and you'll notice that a majority of people allow gravity to take over like a movement. They work the concentric part, so the positive part of the exercise, coming out of the squat, curling the barbell up, pushing down the cable machine, pressing the barbell, but not a lot of energy is put on the negative portion of the exercise.
Nobody connects to the negative.
Yeah, nobody really connects. They allow momentum to take and gravity to take the weight, and then they use like this reflex to shoot it back up the other direction. And one, you lose a lot of the benefits of the eccentric portion of the movement, which where a lot of, if not the majority of muscle is built. And you're also at risk injury-wise, especially as we get older and we lose a lot of control in those newfound ranges of motion. So, man, the benefits of incorporating tension, they're very similar to why I think Prime and Prime Pro are essential programs. Is that's really what Prime is. When you when we're priming people, we're creating tension movements. We're taking them to end range of motion, so we stretch them to an end range, then we ask them to activate and connect and create tension.
And yet we can stop them in any angle of that rep, and they're going to have strength in that rep.
Right.
And so that was something that, yeah, that's why it felt like a grind going through these exercises, these tension movements. The whole time you have to produce that muscular contraction. And you will find it's odd, because your body's natural tendency is to make things easier and to be able to get through the movement as efficiently as possible. You're going against that internal mechanism, and you're trying to maintain that nice tight squeeze the whole time.
Your body is will only ever be as strong as it believes it needs to be. That's just it. It always meets what it thinks it needs. It's never going to exceed what it thinks it needs, because it's a waste of resources and energy. And so that's why training is so important. And when you think about tension movements, think about it this way. And I've used the analogy of the amplifier and the speaker before, but let's take it a step further. Let's say, you know, I have a light that it can has a tremendous potential to shine brightly. Let's say it's got like, you know, a billion, you know, lumen or whatever word they use to describe how bright it can be. But I plug it into a regular outlet, and that regular outlet is only giving enough juice to power it up to half of its potential. If I take that outlet, if I take that plug and I plug it into a stronger power source, I'm going to get more light out of it. And that's what you want to do when you strengthen your central nervous system. And that's what you do with a lot of these tension movements. But it goes even further. It's also, you have this power source, which is your CNS. You have your muscles, which is this light. But you got to be able to connect the two of them. Tension movements make that cable thicker too. They actually improve your ability to communicate from one to the other. They improve the amount of power output that you can have under control. This is very important. So for those of you listening, if you can remember when you were a beginner, if you can think back to the first time you lifted weights and how shaky you felt, how you curled the weight or you bench pressed the weight and you felt like it was
a lot of times you feel this even being an experienced lifter who's just taken a week or 2 weeks or a month off. Take a month off and come back and I feel this way.
It's that loss of connection. Your body's putting out that power, but it doesn't have good connection, so it's not smooth, it's not consistent, and you're getting this kind of inefficient power. When you do these tension movements, like the ones that you find in MAPS Anywhere, you are harnessing your power in a way that makes it effective, efficient, smooth, and consistent. Now when you go do your push-ups or your prone cobras or your band rows or whatever other exercise that you'll find in MAPS Anywhere, now you're connected to it and you're really generating this smooth power that you can control, which of course reduces injury. But even more important than that, for the people listening, because I know how motivating it is, gets you faster results. Yeah. You build more muscle and you burn more body fat. And so what we've done with MAPS Anywhere is what we did, and this is why I considered it one of the harder programs we wrote, was we tried to hack the system and figure out how can we make this as effective as fucking possible? And one of the ways we knew is we need to maximize how the person's central nervous system is controlling these exercises. Because I know as an experienced lifter, and so do you guys, that I can make a body weight squat very effective intrinsically. Like I can myself make the body weight squat effective because I know how to generate some more tension. How the hell do I teach that to somebody? And even more, how do I make a video teaching people how to do that? You can't see it, but these tension movements do that. That's why they're in there.
There's just natural drop-offs of force production.
Right.
So that just happens. And to be able to understand that you can still generate force in certain parts of these lifts is very eye-opening, and that will carry with you going into barbell training or whatever types of movements that require even more of that control and that force output.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'll challenge anybody listening right now. If you've been working out very consistently in the gym and you're somebody that doesn't take time off, and you know that it's probably a good idea that you change things up for a little bit just to give your joints a little bit of a break, you know, give your body a little bit of a change of pace, try this. Enroll in the MAPS Anywhere program and do it for 30 days. Give yourself 4 weeks where you don't go to the gym. Do the workouts at home. Do them in the park. I don't care. Put a lot of effort in that intrinsic tension. Do the workout. Go back to the gym and lift weights. And then write to me if you haven't improved in some way, shape, or form, because you probably will. The change of pace alone will get your body to improve, but then doing a workout like this one where you're doing more closed chain movements, you're doing tension movements, you're doing the AMP sessions, watch what happens to your body. We didn't write this program, again, for just somebody to do once and never have to do again because now they have to progress to the gym. We did this as a program that can work for anybody and that can work, again, anywhere.
The people that are going to have the hardest time using it or doing it are the ones that are so, and the ones that will probably benefit the most from it, the ones that are so attached and married to lifting barbells and dumbbells only at the gym. And I can totally identify with that because this is someone like me. And what it's really cool about following something like this is that I know the importance of tension. I know the importance of body weight movements. And so I used to try and incorporate them whenever I could in exercise, but I never had fallen a real routine that is written just around this. And so now I've been able to take this and I take the weeks out of it and again use it like a deloading process. And it's awesome because here I am deloading on lifting heavy barbell and dumbbell type stuff, but then I'm also getting these benefits from the tension movements. So it doesn't ever feel like I'm regressing. And then when I go back, I only go back feeling stronger and better into my routine. So if you can trust the process and do that, you're not going to lose a bunch of gains from it. You're not going to lose a bunch of size from it. What you'll end up seeing is you'll probably come back to lifting if you're somebody who's already in the gym and this is out of the ordinary for you. You'll probably benefit greatly by taking a break from the gym for a little bit, following a program like this, and then coming back in.
Yeah, and then, of course, don't forget, people who travel for work or who can't get to the gym, it's a great way to continue working out. This is my go-to program when I'm on vacation.
Yes, vacation.
This is what I do. I do my MAPS Anywhere type workouts. And I actually come back and I feel fantastic, of course, because I was on vacation, but also because I'm doing these phenomenal workouts. And this is a bonus episode because we are only 4 days left for the half off sale. So MAPS Anywhere redone. We redid the whole program, but it's also 50% off. And that promotion is ending in 4 days. So if you want to take advantage, go to mapswhite.com and use the code WHITE50, WHITE, and the number 50, no space, for the 50% off discount at checkout.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. If your goal is to build and shape your body, dramatically improve your health and energy, and maximize your overall performance, check out our discounted RGB Super Bundle at mindpumpmedia.com. The RGB Super Bundle includes MAPS Anabolic, MAPS Performance, and MAPS Aesthetic. 9 months of phased expert exercise programming designed by Sal, Adam, and Justin to systematically transform the way your body looks, feels, and performs. With detailed workout blueprints and over 200 videos, the RGB Super Bundle is like having Sal, Adam, and Justin as your own personal trainers, but at a fraction of the price. The RGB Super Bundle has a full 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can get it now plus other valuable free resources at mindpumpmedia.com. If you enjoy this show, please share the love by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes
and by introducing Mind Pump to your friends and family. We thank you for your support, and until next time, this is Mind Pump.